live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Hello, 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 and good morning. Welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. I'm your host, Nicole, and today I just want to give an extra special thank you for hanging out with me today and also every Wednesday from 10 to 11. I do appreciate all of you for just, you know, hanging in with me every Wednesday. Today I have a couple of interviews to share. I'm going to be playing some music just because I'm just feeling in a really thankful and grateful mood. The weather is a little on the gray side, but I am grateful that it's been really gorgeous. I hope that everybody has had the opportunity to be out and about over the past few days, especially the weekend that we just had. It was absolutely, absolutely gorgeous, and I hope you guys got some sun. Okay, so to kick off this show today, last week I shared that May 5th marked the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit People. And at SFU Burnaby Campus, the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, the SFSS Women's Center, as well as the Department of Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies honored Red Day dress in the reception area of the Student Union building. And our CJSF resident journalist, Danny, had the opportunity to chat with Paula from the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office yesterday in honor of Red Dress Day. But before I share their conversation, I'm going to kick off the show with a musical set powered by JB the First Lady. Now, I've had the opportunity of seeing JB the First Lady out and about at events, so I'm really excited to play a set this morning. JB the First Lady is an Indigenous hip-hop and spoken word artist, MC, beatboxer, activist, cultural dancer, and youth educator from the Nuxalk and Onondaga Nations. My apologies. So let's start off the show with the first track, and it's called Still Here.
Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. No father in sight, women warrior fight. I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal. Here by a century, awaken the spirit, be fearless and clear it, no limit. I spit it, I risk it, I hit it, it's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. It's important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11-11. So meet me at 7-11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing, I see the gaps, I have the maps to take it back. Come on. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. We're still here. And rage and resistance, take back the land is the business. Step up and witness, speak up, go the distance. The time is now, show them how. They didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow. Now allow your powwow. Four push-ups to dance your style. I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You check my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impact the youth. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations. Comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess. Say it again, no clean water, but we still here. We're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we're still here. We're still here. They call me on my cellie to hear my words and my verbs. My words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen. Shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release. I never couple these middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Wine needles hated, still native kids be taken. Still treaties are forsaken, still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand, your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the masker, save the people. Kill the ego, no sequel, no one is illegal. Power to the people, together we are better. Talk is circle, pass a feather. Talk is circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations. Comment section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, dividing and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess. Say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. But we still here. They try to ban our pot latches, but we still here. Smallpox and trail the tears, but we still here. We're still here.
Remember her spirit, remember her smile, remember her eyes, remember her style, remember her face, remember her laughter, remember her now, remember her after. I'm looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you, we looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you to bring you home. Remember, you're not alone. I sent you a text, you didn't reply. I felt like a mess, I cannot lie. Called you 100 times just to see if you're alive. Went to voicemail every single time. All I could do was cry, just wanted to be by your side. Went into panic mode, calling and calling around. You're still nowhere to be found. Remember her spirit, remember her smile, remember her eyes, remember her style, remember her face, remember her laughter, remember her now, remember her after. I'm looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you, we looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you to bring you home. Remember, you're not alone. It's been 3 days, missing person case. Made a poster with a pretty face. We went searching for you, asked around for clues. Posters on posters, felt closer and closer getting to you. My heart races, don't know what to do. My heart races, I don't know what to do. We're looking for you. Remember her spirit, remember her smile, remember her eyes, remember her style, remember her face, remember her laughter, remember her now, remember her after.
I'm looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you, we looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you to bring you home. Remember, you're not alone. Trying to get the news to see that she matters. Her whole family hearts are shattered. Please barely investigate or calculate. Community and family left to navigate. Search party alone. Looking up every road. Indigenous people seek justice. Justice for our mothers and our fathers. Justice for our sons and our daughters. Justice for our trans and two spirit. Justice for all our relations. All my relations. When I say no more, you say stolen sisters. No more.
Stolen sisters.
No more.
Stolen sisters.
No more.
Stolen sisters.
No more.
Stolen sisters.
No more.
Stolen sisters.
Remember her spirit. Remember her smile. Remember her eyes. Remember her style. Remember her face. Remember her laughter. Remember her now. Remember her after. I'm looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you, we looking for you, we searching for you, we praying for you to bring you home. Remember, you're not alone.
Powerful, all from JB, the First Lady. First up in this set, we heard the track Still Here, followed by Remember Her. And to end this set, we heard the track The Most Unprotected Girl. Now, let's listen to a conversation that our CGSF journalist Danny had with Paula, who is the educator. She's one of the educators at the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office. So let us take a listen.
One of the educators at the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office here at the SFU.
And what is this table that you have set up here today?
So as you know, May 5th is the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit People. So as a non-Indigenous individuals who work at the SVSBO, we start this initiative like 2-3 years ago. So what you are seeing today is a collaboration between the SVSBO, also the SFSS Women's Center, the Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies Department, to honor in Red Dress Day. Today is a time to remember, a time to reflect on the lives of, as I say before, the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people who have been lost to colonial and gender-based violence and that continue being disappeared and being murdered every day in this city and in this country.
Mm-hmm. Could you explain to me just the significance of the red dress in particular in this case?
Yeah, so the Red Dress Project was a public art installation that was created by Métis artist Jane Black in 2010 to raise this awareness of the missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and Two-Spirit people. So he started with putting empty red dresses hung in public spaces to symbolize the absence of those who are no longer here and creating more awareness. So then, as you see here, we have few of those red dresses, and that's one of the invitations also for people when they ask themselves how I can participate in this if I cannot attend any of the memorials today that are happening all around Vancouver. So one way is that they can wear red, but also they can hang a red dress in their window, at their balcony. If they don't have a red dress, they can paint one, they can put it up there as well.
What sort of resources and things are available at the tables here today?
Yeah, so we have a resource that the Indigenous Student Center create to kind of explain folks who don't know about May 5th what it is. Then we also have it's more like a children's book, just to share the story of the red dress and how this person is preparing that morning to go to one of the marches. And then this little girl is asking her mom, why is that we're going there? And it's because one of the aunties, the sister of this mother, is no longer there. So it's like that story. So then that's another way for people to interact with the table. We have some pins, so then people can come and make their own pin. We have some coloring pages from different Indigenous artists. And then we also invite people to bring something to the table as an offering for those who are no longer here. But if they don't have that, they can take one of the roses or the petals that we have on the table. And the invitation is that they can go somewhere in nature and they think and reflect of all these women and girls and Two-Spirit folks who are not with us, and they kind of lay the flower on nature on behalf of them. Yes, we have also some postcards that are red dresses postcards, let's see. And then we're inviting people to write down their daily commitment. What is that they can do on their daily lives to end this epidemic that has been impacting Canada for so many years.
Mm-hmm. For people that do need it, because, this day is one that is tied to a lot of hardship and a lot of trauma and a lot of ongoing issues that we're still dealing with. What sort of resources at SFU, either through the SVSSPO or any other organization, can people reach out to if they need help?
Yeah, so if there are Indigenous students or faculty and staff that they need support, today at the Indigenous Student Center, there are some care circles happening, and they are going to do some embroidery as well. They can go any other day, not necessarily today. And then also they can come to the SVSPO, the Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, if they need support and guidance. And then we have create kind of like a resource page where you can see more organizations around Metro Vancouver where folks can access those organizations if they don't feel comfortable either coming here to the ISC or the SVSPO.
What do you hope people who visit the table, like what do you hope one of their, I guess, main takeaways are? Like what do you hope they take away from what you've set up here essentially today?
Yeah, I think that the most important part is to remember that Indigenous people are not part of history. They're part of our daily lives. They are the stewardships of this land. And unfortunately, women, girls, and Two-Spirit people, and other folks as well, continue being impacted by colonialism and by what I say before, this epidemic. So what I hope is that we think and take a moment to think, hey, maybe the person that is sitting next to me on the bus is an Indigenous person that may have a family member that is no longer here, just to kind of connect with this present and this reality, so that this is not something that happened 100 years ago, 50 years ago. This is happening every day in Canada. So then that's my hope, our hope, is that we leave this space thinking, what can I do? This, I cannot continue being just like a passive bystander. I cannot continue, laughing about very problematic jokes about Indigenous people in this land. I cannot continue just looking on the side and just maybe enjoying the beauty of the city, but not thinking who were or who are the stewards of this land. So it's just connecting deeply with the present and what is that we can do to create a commitment, and also invite people to be more curious, so then maybe they can read the final report from the National Inquiry on Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit. Or, as I say, they can hang a red dress, like small actions, right? They can attend any of the events today, or they can start donating to initiatives, Indigenous initiatives, like the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, the Native Women's Association of Canada, or the Aboriginal Mother Center Society. This is just to name few, because there are so many other initiatives out there. So that in some way you live, reflect, but you take action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a period of reflection, of mourning, but action also needs to occur, and that's part of what this table and this event that you've put on is trying to encourage.
Yes, and we are also, since last year, we decided to expand it to other campuses. So it's happening in Vancouver. In Vancouver, it's more like a self-reflect table because we don't have volunteers there, but then folks can interact with the table still. And we have one in Surrey as well. And then I think the other commitment is like, what is that we can do as a non-Indigenous folks, right? So it is not on Indigenous people to educate us on this day. It is on us to learn more about it, yeah. My name is Paola.
And I hope you appreciated that conversation. It is extremely important. And I just wanted to share, I did mention this last week, but you can still show your support to honor, even though Red Dress Day was yesterday. You can wear red this week to show your support and raise awareness. You can this week continue to hang a red dress in your window to support women and families who are on the front lines fighting on a daily basis. There are and had been many events pertaining to missing and murdered Indigenous women, Girls and Two-Spirit People that took place. So if you had the opportunity to attend, and if there are some events that you've seen that are still happening, please do so. And you can also donate to initiatives that support Indigenous women in our community, like the Downtown Eastside Women's Center, the Native Women's Association of Canada, the Aboriginal Mother Center Society, just to name a few.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I occupy the open mic slot from 9 to 10 p.m. on Saturdays. My listeners make me feel appreciated just by tuning in. As a creative person, it's sometimes difficult to show people the work that I've produced, thinking that it's not worth the eyes and ears of an audience. But community radio and listeners like you make my weekly show feel valuable, even when it's not perfect. Thank you.
This is Bird Note. On the Gulf of Mexico, a long, low sandbar marks the entrance to a protected expanse of water, a lagoon. Small fish dart across the lagoon, riffling the ankle-deep water. A reddish egret waits, watching alertly. The reddish egret, a particularly glamorous heron, is named for the ruffled plumes of its long neck, which gleam like burnished copper. The egret stands nearly 3 feet tall, on lanky, cobalt blue legs. Its bill, a long pink dagger, is tipped in black. Exquisite, yes, but reddish egrets are best known for their startling antics in capturing fish. When fishing, the egret sprints across the lagoon, weaving left and right, simultaneously flicking its broad wings in and out while stabbing into the water with its bill. Fish, startled at the egret's crazed movements, become targets of that pink dagger. This is just one of the reddish egret's several fishing tactics. At times, the bird will raise its wings forward over its head, creating a shadow on the water. It then freezes in this position for minutes. Fish swim in, attracted by a patch of shade, and, well, you know the rest. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Support comes from Wild Delight Bird Food, offering a variety of blends designed to mimic the natural resources wild birds crave. Available at Chewy.com.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st, presented by Service Credit Union. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English Chamber Folk Ensemble, Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth punk's Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York City-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose, Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there are over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And I'm just giving an extra special thank you for hanging out with me this hour. I do love having this platform to share stories and events happening here at SFU or in the community. And there is an event that I've talked about back in the fall when I was a host for Open Mic. I chatted with Julie Lane, who's the Writing Services Coordinator with Student Learning Commons, and we chatted about soup circles. Soup circles are free, informal gatherings with soup and delicious bannock for SFU students to discuss topics related to academic success and life. Students that participated are encouraged to bring their appetite and any questions that they may have about writing, studying, and even to get English as an additional language support. The next session starts on May 21st, and it is called What Are We Reading? And then there are two additional students